A woman comes to me, and the Lord heals her, and the Lord's working with her, and the Lord saves her and fills her with His Spirit, and she looks at me, and I see she's looking to me to be her minister in the Lord. That scares me. It means I better behave myself. Because if I have learned anything, God loves little old ladies who pray. He loves little old ladies that pray. Little old men are all right, but little old ladies, He loves them. And you better not cross one. Because you get one praying on you, and God's going to come and it stinks to be you. He will straighten you out. So I tell you what, you keep praying for me. And you tell the Lord, if I get ornery or if I get out of line, straighten me out. Amen. Amen. Give her a cheer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The other day, Paul was talking to me. We were singing. We were singing here. Paul's fairly new Christian. You know, he's one of them halfway in, halfway out for a while there, and he just got jerked all the way in here recently. He's being filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's been a great revival, isn't it? And it's going to get greater. It's going to get greater. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know what He's going to do. I don't know what I'm going to preach. I don't know if I'm going to preach. I might just turn around and say, hey, Jesus, praise God, and just let you all preach. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not my service, it's His. It's not mine, it's His. I'm just kind of here to supervise and follow His orders. Amen. Thank you, if you got that word. Anyway, he comes out here the other day, and we're singing, and we're praising the Lord. And all of a sudden, he had a vision. Did you want to tell him what that vision was?
Well, it was like, what, afternoon time or something, somewhere around there. And we were just singing, you know, hanging out, singing, learning some songs, praising the Lord. Just, five of us or so. And I was just sitting over there in the front row. And all of a sudden, the Lord showed me this vision. And, I mean, He's showing me a few things here and there, but this was a real powerful one. He showed me a smoking cross coming. And it hit me so hard, the Lord is coming. He's coming. I don't know when, but He's coming with some power. He's coming here with some power. And it's just an awesome sight. It's an awesome sight. I get more and more pictures here and there. As the closer I get with the Lord, the more He shows me. And it's a beautiful thing.
Amen. The other day, Ricky, we're singing. Last night we're singing, all of a sudden he had a vision. You want to tell him what it was? Did you hear that? He saw a thunder. Didn't hear it, he saw it.
I had no other way to describe it.
And he doesn't do drugs. As far as I know, he's never done drugs. Now, if I saw a thunder, you'd have something to worry about, but he ain't never done drugs. Saw a thunder. What did it look like?
I don't know how to describe it other than it kept rolling and rolling, and it was headed.
Coming here.
It's on its way.
It's coming its way. You see, the Lord showed me a long time ago. He's pouring His oil out. Well, we started pouring that oil last week in Northfield.
Amen.
Northfield Falls, we started pouring out the oil. And the oil was poured again last night. And it's going to get poured again. And it's going to get poured again. And it's going to get poured again. And the power of God is on its way. It is on its way. The latter rain is on its way. You think Pentecost was something? My. You better hope to be wherever it is when that second Pentecost hits. Because there is coming another Pentecost. And it's not going to be over there or over there. It's going to be where the people praise God the most. I can't even guarantee it's going to be here. I can't guarantee it's going to be in my where I am. Yeah, I can't guarantee that. It may be over where you are. Or it may be over where somebody else is. But it's coming. It's coming. And all I know is if I can get these guys to praise the Lord more than you can get your people to praise the Lord, it's going to come to my house before it goes to your house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's our truth.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth. And I got news for you.
Hallelujah.
My God can get through this tent a lot easier than He can through those old buildings out there. Hallelujah. I got me a tabernacle. And it travels in the Lord. Travels in the Lord. So you see what it is? Whoever praises him and moves God the most, that's what's going to attract that power. It's going to come in. It's going to be like the day of Pentecost, but it's going to be seven times more powerful. God showed me seven times more powerful. I want to be there. I want to be there. Amen. And I'll tell you what, it would not hurt my feelings a bit if it happened one of these nights before the 10th. Wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings if the people of God got together and helped us pray. That's what it's all about. Let's pray in the power. In the time that the unbelieving world sees the reality of God's power again. It's time. It's been too long. Too much talk. Like the old Indian said, much wind, much the very little rain. Well, bring it, Lord. It's time. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quintuple. Last night we prayed that the Lord would quadruple his anointing. He has. Tomorrow night, fifth night. Whatever that word is for five.
Quintuple.
Let us pray. No, it's a five, whatever that is. Let us pray that the Lord bring forth his anointing five times stronger tomorrow night. And let us all come together and worship and praise Jesus.
Amen.
To be his servants, to be his people. And come expecting five times more. Amen.
Amen.
See you all tomorrow night.
Amen.